Well, in the studio with us is our longtime friend of the Children's Hour, Hakeem Bellamy, former poet laureate of Albuquerque, but current poet extraordinaire. How are you?
Good morning, Katie. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you. I love having you here.
I love being here.
I'm so thrilled with your book. I read your book, loved your book, really inspirational, and I think a lot of us can relate with it. You want to tell us a little bit about it before we go into it?
Yeah, you know, we tried to write a story that everyone can relate to, and you know, when we're young and we're in school, and sometimes a teacher asks like super hard questions, like, I don't know, like, what do you want to be ever? And usually you're like, I don't know, today I want to be this, and tomorrow I want to be that, and then sometimes you don't actually have an answer, but it seems like all your classmates have really good answers, and it's frustrating, and you feel inadequate, and then you're like, well, I'm going to go find myself. And in this case, this young man left school to go find himself and came back with an answer about what he wanted to be.
So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Samuel's Story is the name of the book. It's published by
Community Publishing. Yeah, shout out to Alex and Evie. Local publishing company. All the music. It's a multimedia book, so there's music as well if you get the digital version for your e-readers and Kindles and things like that. And that music is done by Flo Fader, who's a local DJ, and the illustrations are done by Melvin Mays, who's a local muralist and portrait artist and all kind of things, and MC.
Cool. Okay, Hakeem Bellamy reading Samuel's story.
Yesterday, Samuel decided to kick himself out of school. As you can imagine, the teachers were upset. The problem is, the teachers were upset before he left. His classmates were too. Let me explain. For the past week, the students have been writing stories. Stories about who they are. But not just stories about what kind of person they are. Stories about what kind of thing they are. Like, if they could be anything, what kind of thing would they be? And Samuel's classmates had all the best answers. So good, Samuel didn't think there were any good answers left. Diego said he was a dragon. Something about a witch, a spell, a sword, and then he turns into a prince. Dora said she was a bee. Samuel thought she was going to say something about turning into honey, which technically would be incorrect, which my mama told me is a fancy word for not right, which is a fancy word for wrong, because bees don't turn into honey. They turn flowers into honey. Every first grader knows that. But Dora didn't say honey. She said queen. She's a bee that is going to one day be a queen, which is a higher rank than prince, but then again, Dora is smart like that. Darnell said he was a frog that turns into a prince. And then he and Diego argued for the next 5 minutes over who thought up being a prince first. And then there was Samuel, who didn't know a thing about what thing he'd be. I mean, there can only be one prince, and Diego and Darnell were already thumb wrestling over that. And Dora, well, she was just smart like that. So Samuel got up in the middle of class yesterday and left, kicked himself out of school. He walked down to the park and sat, because that's what people do when they really need to think hard. Nothing. No thing. So Samuel paced off into the woods while everyone at school wondered where he went. The teacher called his parents. His parents called the police. The police called the dogs, and the dogs called like this. And then they sniffed the floor and took a nap while everyone else worried. An hour later, Samuel came back, smiling. Everyone looked amazed. The teachers looked at the parents looked at the police looked at the dogs, and the dogs woke up. Samuel spoke. I know what I want to be. He extended his arm and revealed a caterpillar he found in the woods. Even the dogs looked confused. Samuel's father asked him, son, why do you want to be a caterpillar? And Samuel smiled and shook his head no. Then he said, because a caterpillar has dreams, Daddy. Caterpillars dream of being butterflies, but I don't want to be a caterpillar, silly. I'm a dream, because dreams move slow like caterpillars. But one day, after you reach your dreams and take a much-needed rest, you hatch into a good story. And one day, I dream of being a good story.
Awesome. I love it. Did that ever happen to you? Did you have to ever leave school, or did you ever wish you could leave school?
Yeah, I think I did. I never had the chutzpah that Samuel had to actually leave, because my mom would kill me. So, but, you know, I feel like even as adults, like, I think it's just like a truncated life trajectory. Like, I think as a young adult, I did have like all kinds of things I wanted to be and couldn't decide. And then I became a poet, and then I became a children's book author, and it happened out in the world. And this is just a condensed version of that.
Mm.
So,
what was your inspiration for this story? Like, what made you want to write this story?
Well, like many poets, you don't ever write anything until you have a deadline and you have to. And so I was the poet in residence at my son's pre-K, and I was sharing poems with really, really small children, like pre-readers. And they asked me to bring some poems. And I realized I only had poems like for adults, and I had to quickly write a bunch of children poems. And this was one of them. This was the only good one. And so this is what I came up with.
I bet the other ones were good. I know you. I bet you're a great, everyone. You're critical of yourself, obviously. So you couldn't have predicted when you were in fifth grade that you were going to be a poet?
No. I wanted to be a soccer player and a pediatrician. I was absolutely certain that that was going to be one of those two things.
Wow. Wow. I guess if I asked around the room, what do you want to be? I'm so curious what kids would answer. What do you want to be?
What do you guys want to be?
Well, I've had my lifelong dream of being a comedic actress, but one of my recent discoveries and one of my recent, I really want to do is a zoo vet.
Be a vet?
A zoo veterinarian, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I want to have this, cafe or restaurant that has, food that's art, it's arranged and it looks really nice. It looks like actual things.
Mmm.
Yum.
Cafe art.
I
love it.
I haven't had breakfast yet. That just made me hungry.
Mm, me too. Me too. What about you, Liliana?
A monkey whisperer.
Oh, wait, yes. Say that again.
A monkey whisperer.
Okay. Like training monkeys. Wow.
Like talking to monkeys, huh?
Wow. What a cool job. Right, I think I want to be a monkey whisperer too. I wonder if it's too late. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to be a computer programmer.
Oh, wow. Cool. I know some of those. Nice. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to be a famous actress.
Oh, I love
it. You're well on your way.
Yeah, you are, because she actually acts in a lot of things in town. Yeah.
I know. I know that face. It's already famous.
Yep. Sienna's on it. Leela?
In New Mexico.
Leela, do you have any idea what you want to be?
No.
Yeah.
That was me. Nope. No.
Yeah. I don't know that I knew what I wanted to be. It kept changing when I found out different things. Like, I wanted to be an astronaut.
Oh, yeah. That was always high on the list. Top 5.
Yeah. And then I found out you couldn't have glasses and be an astronaut.
Really?
That was the rumor when
I was
a kid.
That was before LASIK. Like,
oh,
when we
you
were,
can't
you know,
be it.
Years ago when we were little.
Yeah.
You can just get a surgery and
I'm
fix
actually
your vision.
Too old now. It's just crazy. Right. It's like the door closed on my astronaut days. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to do at all. I would not have predicted this.
No. That you would be the host of the KUNM Children's Hour.
Oh, I have to tell you though, I did love Dr. Demento a lot when I was growing up, along with one of my heroes and idols, Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes, Weird Al, yes.
And I often dreamed of being like, could I ever be on the Dr. Demento show? This is as close as we get.
You did pretty good. I think you did pretty good.
Thank you so much, Hakeem. Where can folks find your book? And are you doing more readings around town?
We are. We're going to be setting up something with Bookworks. Shout out to Bookworks. We like to support the independent bookstores, especially being an independent publishing adventure or endeavor. So I don't know exactly when that's going to be yet, but all that information is at communitypublishing.org, and people can purchase the book there. They will send you a physical copy, or you can purchase the downloadable digital copy. Some people still like to actually have books in their hand. So it's amazing.
Yeah, I do. I'm one of those people. I do. I'm not a Kindle reader. I love having my paper book. And I know, sorry for the trees, but I just love turning the pages and having my bookmark and carrying it around.
Yeah, I collect books too.
Yeah, I know. It's a beautiful thing. We might be the end of an era of book collectors.
It'll come back, just like records came back. I'm going to collect them now, then I'll sell them to my son when he's old enough.
That's hilarious. Well, thank you so much for being with us on the show, Hakeem Bellamy.
Thank you, Katie.
We
thank
love
you guys.
Having you.
It's cool hearing what you want to be.
Is it HakeemB.com?
Yes. Actually, my new website is on the cusp of coming out. But if you go to HakeemB, the first two letters of my last name, .com, it'll throw you eventually over to BeyondPoetryInc.com. And yeah, we got some new things cooking for 2016.
Fantastic.
I'm going to Belize actually in a week. So I'll be in Belize from January 11th to 18th.
Wow, fun.
Yeah,
good for you. Yeah. Oh, enjoy the warm waters.
Yeah, right.
I hope you enjoy those more. Think of us when you're like swimming around. Think of all of us shivering up here in New Mexico.
I'll post something on the KUNM Kids Facebook page.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. We'd love that. We'd love that. Well, thanks so much for being with me, Hakeem, and the rest of us. We loved having you. Samuel's story is available at your local bookstores, and you can track him down through HakeemB.com and figure out where it is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks so much.